everyone. I was looking forward to hearing you speak tonight, but that'll bring me back next week, I guess. Just funny how it works out. But I think it's interesting, too, just how that song there, Our God Reigns, and it just fits well with what I'm going to share with you, and how that, even just knowing that God reigns, like, equips us for what when we serve Him, right? And that kind of flows into here. We're able to go and serve Him and to go and to walk by faith, knowing that He does reign, right? And He's in control of everything, and He supplies everything, all of our needs. So I just think that was nice to sing that song before. I'm going to share a little bit with you, just a couple of thoughts at the end, but I'll share a little bit with you about our upcoming camp ministry that we're going to go on. This will be our first time going on a family ministry, I guess you should say, long distance. But we're going to a place called Waskaganish. Is this on? Can you guys hear this? So Waskaganish, Quebec, and I'm not sure if you guys know where Val d'Or is, but it's like 7 hours north of there, and then it's pretty barren after that. Anyways, it's pretty cool. And then you leave a highway after seeing nothing for 3 hours, and you drive 100 kilometers down a road of not seeing anybody. And then you show up on a lake at the bottom of Hudson Bay's James Bay, and then we're just right there. So that's where we show up there, and it's with a Cree community. There's 5 communities, and I did my 4th year there, and then me and Grace took a year off. Well, we got married, and then we took a year off, and then we went back there and served for a bit. And then COVID happened, and we came back and hit Lorenzo, and then that messed up a lot of things. But we've been praying for opportunity to go back there, because before COVID, I was able to be a teacher, and we had the housing there. So when we lost the job, we lost our housing. So we've been wanting to go back, still feel like the Lord wants us to go back. And then finally they called us here. Actually, we've been talking on and off for the last couple of years, trying to get there, and then just never seemed to work out. But then they called us here maybe, I don't know, a month or so ago maybe. Or maybe even a few weeks ago. But they said that they're having a children's camp, or they're having a family camp, and then there's a children's camp with it. And then they asked me, Grace, to lead that. So that's what we're going to be doing. And I think they said ages 5 to 11. And it's on, where do we have it here? July 23rd to July 27th. That's going to be the time of the camp. And then we're planning on leaving about the 19th. And I figured they want us to visit a little bit after. So we'll probably be back around the 2nd or the 3rd. And then we're just going to be teaching Bible lessons. And then it's kind of just a little camp in the wilderness, living in the corner, and they'll probably, I was just seeing pictures, they had a Facebook little thing on there, and they were teaching kids how to skin rabbits, and pluck feathers off birds, and all this, and we do crafts, so that's what they do, but anyway, so that'd be interesting, and then, yeah, so that's probably what we're doing, and, So I'll just tell you a little bit, the place is about 2,000 people, and I think when we were there, there's over 250 kids. And they seem to be multiplying rapidly, so there's probably quite a bit more. But anyway, so that's what we're going to be doing there. Just pray for that. And then I want to share a little bit with you with God's word, I guess, and our preparation. I would even dare say lack thereof preparation. I'll say we've been wanting to go there for a while, so we're pretty well on the edge of our seat. But if the Lord ever opens up the door, we're gone. And then even when we bought our house, we're going to hold on to this lightly. If the door ever opens, we're selling it, we're gone. Anyway, so when they asked us to go, we prayed, obviously. But the Lord didn't show any hindrances to it, so we said we'd go. But I think the verse that stuck out to my head here was the Habakkuk 2:4 is one of the verses. But the verse in Scripture, it's throughout Scripture, but Habakkuk 2:4 says it. And so the name of Habakkuk. But it says, behold the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. That's the verse that I want us to focus on. And then Romans says it again in Romans chapter 1, verses 17. And it says, for the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. I know there's lots in there in spiritual growth and learn more with the Lord, but the overwhelming theme for Christians is the just shall live by faith. And I remember learning this, that it basically means that Josh shall continue to live by faith. As we're growing to walk, we continue to walk, we continue to grow in faith, learn more of Him, we trust more of Him, we continue to grow in faith. It's not just saved by faith and then you figure out the rest. No, we continue to walk by faith. And so I'm not tooting our own horn, but I just want to share a little bit of this. But like I said, we were pretty anxious to go, and we have a little farm and a few animals, a few cows and that, I guess the temptation would be to, like, how are we going to figure all this out? How are we going to figure out who's going to feed the animals or who's going to water them? Or I got a business head from home there, sawmill. Who's going to take care of that? Or how are we going to have money for these 2 weeks? It was going to be 3 weeks. Most people would be, I'm not saying I wasn't thinking this, but I'm saying ordinary people. Sometimes I do fall into that category, ordinary, but we struggle with those things. Like, how am I going to deal with this? I'm away for 3 weeks. How am I going to have money to pay for my bills? Who's going to feed this? You know, a lot of work to do and what I do with stuff at home. How is this going to be taken care of? But we didn't worry about that. We prayed, Lord allowed us to go, and we said we'll do it. Figure out the rest. And that's a big thing, I think, how it says here. The just shall live by faith. Well, we're going to do this by faith, trusting the Lord wants us to go there and that He's going to fill in the rest, basically, is what I'm thinking. And then I was just thinking of that song that says, He reigns. And I just think of this a little bit about us going to serve Him. That's for everybody. I'm not saying that look at us of what we're doing, but just for all of us to experience and to apply this to our own life. When we do decide to step out in faith and to do things for the Lord that's here, whether we go in town to the bus stop or VBS or the thing that's going on here this weekend, or the kids, it's His work, right? This is what we're trusting in God. We just have to be available to go, right? And He's going to take care of everything. It's His work, and it's going to be by His power. We haven't gone with 4 children before under 5, so that's going to be interesting. But so it's going to be the Lord's power to equip us, and the Lord even to give them peace and patience and all that kind of stuff, right? And then, so the Lord's going to be working in them, and then it's His timing, and it's His supply, and we just need to be available, like I already said. But all that kind of falls into Him being the good shepherd, right? That's He's taking care of everything, and we're just to follow Him. He's going to provide for all our needs, right? And it's interesting, we didn't even figure out the thing about taking care of the place. Someone came up to us a couple weeks ago and like, well, when you're gone away, I'd be willing to come by and water your animals. Like, I didn't even ask anyone to do that. That's pretty amazing. And so we haven't figured out anything else out after that. But we just had one person volunteer to come by a little bit. But we still have a couple weeks for the rest of it. Anyways, just that. We trust in the Lord. It says the just shall live by faith, continue to live by faith. And that's what we're trying to do. So I guess I kind of said this a little bit, but I know that just talking to other Christians, sometimes we're discouraged saying yes to these things is because we know of opposition and challenges, right? Just talking to other people, I know I'm going to be bombarded with things. My family is just going to be harassed or just by, like, the enemy plaguing us. I don't want to deal with that. We can all relate to that, right? And then, there's those kind of things that come along, and then fear of the unknown, like I already shared. I know I'm kind of double repeat myself here, but we have to trust all those things to be God and saying that we're going to give ourselves to You to be used, and we need You to take care of us. That's what it means. And just as in our own Christian walk every day, that's what it means, right? We need to put God's word into practice and to continue to trust in Him. Josh shall continue to live by faith every day. Like, we go into town, we're going there by faith, right? We're doing this. It's always by faith, putting our trust and faith in the Lord. And then I guess the thing that we miss out on these opportunities to giving God glory and to giving other people an opportunity to know about God is by us trying to take matters into our own hands. Or we want to know what the rest of the story is, right? I'm not going to do this. Well, I can't really, I don't know. We have to have the plan. That stalls us, and then we miss out on the blessing. God may not get the glory. Other people might miss out. We have to take matters into our own hands and figure the things out before we commit. And like I said, I'm not tooting my own horn, but we have to be willing to say yes and then let the Lord figure the stuff out. And that goes for all of us. That goes for every single ministry. That goes for even being obedient in something as simple as hanging around the people that you used to hang around with. Well, they're not really benefiting my, I don't even know why this is coming up, but maybe the Lord just gave it to me. But say something as simple as this is, I got to stop hanging around these kind of people because they're not helping my faith, right? Something just as simple as that. Well, I'm going to trust the Lord that he doesn't want me to do this. That's just a, I'm just saying, just an example of walking by faith. And the thing that we're going to count on is that we know that God is faithful. That he's going to take care of us the whole way there, that the kids are going to behave, and that the God is going to use this time for his glory, and that people are going to be ministered to. That's what we're going to count on. And the thing that we're kind of looking forward to is we're going to do the kids camp, which would be interesting because we haven't been there in 5 years or 4 years. But a lot of those kids are growing up now, but the little squirts, now they're going to be the teens or early teens. So that'd be interesting. But then they said we could go the week before and help out at the teen camp, but I don't think we're going to be able to do that, which definitely is unfortunate because all those teens, the Grace talks to them pretty often, and like a lot of them are struggling with things in life, and they still like, we miss you guys, we want to see you guys. And like, those are the kids that we taught in our Little Lights program, which like the little, like ages 5 to 11. Now those kids that are 5 are teenagers. Those kids that were 7, now they have like babies. They do. They're young, or they're pregnant, a lot of those kids now. We were hoping to get to see them, but I think we're going to go ahead a little bit early and just to stay up there in advance so that we can visit with them. But yeah, so that's just something that you guys can pray about. July 23rd to the 27th, that's when we're going to be up there. We're leaving on the 19th, and we'll probably be back the 2nd or the 3rd, Lord willing. We've got a new transmission in our Suburban, so we should be good to go. But actually, I don't know anything. I'm not going to go any further than that, but yeah, so just that, and then the just shall live by faith. We need to be willing to step out in faith, trusting the Lord that he's faithful, and that we don't have to have everything ironed out. We don't need to know all the plans. We don't need to know about where money's coming from, how we're going to get there. We opportunity opened, and then we're going to go through it. That goes for all of us, right? So maybe that would be a blessing to you, but I don't know who comes up after this.